Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County. I'm Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest, Jennifer McDonald, President and CEO, Licking County Chamber of Commerce.
You folks, along with local nonprofit service organizations, held the Join or Die documentary. And I got to tell you, Jennifer, I watched it beforehand because I wanted to get a little bit feel for it. And then I watched it again and I picked up stuff the second time. That's a very interesting documentary talking about the importance of service organizations. Did you get that feeling too when you saw it?
Yeah, I definitely did. And I think it doesn't really matter where you plug in, because they talked about churches, they talked about fraternal organizations, service clubs. So any way that you feel like you can give back and volunteer. And wasn't the one called like Odd Fellows?
They looked
a little odd. Yep. But you know what? They were just like, okay, they all connected. And so that was their way. And they were given a check to another charity.
Yep.
And so any way that I think you can give back, it's not only good for the community, but that, I mean, the or die meant your mental health.
Mm-hmm. And you put your money where your mouth is. You're a member of Newark Heath Rotary.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how long you've been with that club or that, but I know, you know, we just had Kirk Homringhouse in here a week or two ago. You guys do a lot too.
Yeah.
For a smaller
club. Yeah, I've been with them for 12 years, so since 2013. We do dictionaries for third graders. They just did Chalk the Walk, which was for peace.
Mm-hmm.
We have like a fun fundraiser. It's like a bourbon night. What else do we do? I mean, we are always volunteering and giving back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So Kirk definitely has that mindset. So he's big. Oh, we sponsor the United Way Nonprofit Expo.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was something else we did. Yeah.
Yeah, you better get that right, or he'll let you know about it.
I know he will. It's been a while since I've been president of the club, so I don't always remember
everything. You know, it's amazing when you're the ex-president.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of, sure, whatever you need us to do, we'll do. You kind of go back in the background a little bit. But, I mean, people think a lot of times when it comes to these service organizations, oh, God, I got to meet, I got to do all these. It's not like that. You kind of pick and choose. I mean, you got some big things that you want to do, but you kind of pick and choose what you want to do.
Absolutely. And there are some people in there that we don't see real often. We clean Hopewell Drive. So we go out one Saturday morning and just pick up trash. And I'll see people that I'm like, oh, yeah, they're still in our club. That's awesome. Like, that's their thing. They like to do those type of activities.
Mm-hmm.
And same with, like, the dictionary when we distribute it to different schools.
We
take it to third graders, and there's people that come to that.
And how about getting young people involved? I mean, again, I know we joke all the time, our Newark Kiwanis Club, there's a lot of gray hairs in those meetings. But we are getting younger. It's important to kind of continue. And that's one of the things I got out of the documentary is you got to bring new people in, new blood, learn some different things.
Absolutely. We always say ours is the fun club, the fun Rotary. We're smaller. Maybe only a couple people are retired, so we do have somewhat younger demographics. I'd still say it's like 30 to 60. I mean, we don't have, there might be a couple that are in their late 20s. And we've seen a few, definitely. Obviously, I'm biased to our Young Leaders of Licking County program through the chamber. A lot of ways to give back and kind of plug in where you want with that. But obviously, I mean, there's a lot of service clubs that are really trying hard to recruit younger.
It seems too, Jennifer, that the, you know, 30, 25 to 40 year olds, whatever, when you're looking for work-life balance, that mental health thing really plays a key part. And when you can demonstrate how plugging into the community helps overall your mental health, that's got to be a huge win for that age group.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing because they're always very willing. Whenever, you know, we'll have a nonprofit or an organization that's doing something, they're looking for volunteers, and we'll send it out through our Young Leaders database. And I mean, they come out and they love that. Like, that just gives them a good feeling. They may not always be able to give tons of money, but you know, they're there and they're giving of their time.
Yeah, that's their currency. That's their love language, for lack of a better way to say it, is because, you know, it's been kind of drilled. I mean, I know when our son was in school, you know, that community service was a part of graduation. And I feel like that's more and more. And it just kind of opens your eyes, you know, through scouting and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just kind of keep that going, then that's where the community's heart really lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, do you worry, though, that some of these organizations, because I know we do, that they're going to kind of wither on the vine, so to speak? I mean, is that a worry? Are you hearing that from other folks?
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to keep kind of reinventing the wheel. Don't always just, I guess, some things are great. You know, you all do the strawberries on square, things like that. Your pancake breakfasts are super popular and they're great. But I think knowing that something's become like the sacred cow that you kind of just got to put off to pasture and then try to do something new and something that other people might enjoy. Yeah, I think it is hard recruiting younger people into things like that, because then they're like, okay, I have to show up every Thursday morning. Like, I can't.
Yeah, because you guys meet at what time? You're
7.
You're a breakfast. Mm-hmm. And where do you meet?
And they're the fun group.
Yeah, we are now. Well, we have like fifth Thursday evenings, and we're at the Dave Shea House.
Okay. Yeah. So it's easy for folks. And you are, and you're part of Rotary, but you're different. And Kirk always brings this up. We're not the Newark Rotary. We're Newark Heath Rotary. So it is a little bit different because, as you said, it's the biggest probably service club in the community. Uh-huh. But you guys are part of Rotary. You're doing the same things. You guys work together on different fundraisers.
Yeah. I think it was actually your manager of your station that was Tom Swank that kind of broke off Newark Rotary to Newark Heath.
No, they didn't break off. They just threw him out. God rest his soul.
Don't know about that.
Get him out of here. But I believe he did.
Yeah. Tuesday afternoon's a little bit hard for me just to always break from what we're doing work-wise and go to lunch. So Thursday mornings work, and I like the group. They're fun.
Yeah.
Very eclectic.
Yeah. And it's not like you got to agree on everything, because it's like everything else. You're going to have different opinions in that. But at the end of the day, the common goal is to improve the community. Mm-hmm. And I think most folks, once they see that, they'll jump in. I know there's so much going on in the world today. You're a little bit worried about all this and that, but just get in there and do it. And that was one of the things that I took from that documentary. Mm-hmm. So I suggest anybody's got a chance, you can watch it on Netflix.
Yep.
Sit at home and watch. It's about an hour and a half long.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I thought it was well done.
And, you know, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. Well, there's plenty of ways. We partnered with Melissa Owens with Licking County Aging Partners. So if you're, is it 50 or 55? I can't remember what their programming starts, but there's so many activities and ways to get involved with that if you're a senior. And then, you know, we have our Young Leaders Program. We also have an ambassador group that goes to like all of our ribbon cuttings and welcomes businesses into the community. And then obviously all the social service clubs. So,
you know, we talked about civic engagement, but, you know, the big thing for the chamber is economic development, how you can help companies in the community. First off, what's the chamber membership at right now? I mean, I knew it was pretty high, but where are you guys at right now?
I think we're like at 984.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we can't quite break that 1,000 mark. I jinxed myself a few years ago. So yeah, we're in the 900s.
Well, you're getting close. That's not bad at all. Well,
is there a carrot for the 1,000th one?
No,
if you want to get to 1,000,
three steps forward, two steps back.
You know.
She gets a free trip to the Bahamas.
Throw a little chum in the wall.
And take her favorite media people with her.
Yeah, good one.
So hurry up. We need 16 people, right? We need to make sure we get...
I got some business ideas I'm ready to present.
What are the advantages of joining the chamber, though? A lot of times folks will be like, okay, that's nice. We're members of the chamber or whatever. But what are the advantages?
I mean, there's a lot of different reasons why businesses join. Smaller businesses are looking for that extra promotion, that extra exposure. We share out lots of information on social media. They get a free email blast to over 3,500 contacts. When they first join, they get banner ads. They have different opportunities, obviously, for professional development and learning and events and programs that are only open to members to network, definitely build their, you know, their clientele. Larger businesses, I'd say it's more they're helping with the quality of life in Licking County. That, you know, some of the programs that we do, like our community leadership and Young Leaders of Licking County, they contribute toward that because they're looking for the next pipeline of talent coming in, and they really want to, you know, give toward that.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing an issue with workforce development, or are things kind of holding steady? I mean, Jennifer, when Intel broke, everybody's like, okay, we got to do this, we got to do this, we got to have this, got to have that. And again, we all know what's going on out there, but are you seeing a good pipeline of workforce?
We actually are. We're seeing more and more, especially in manufacturing, saying that they're at full capacity right now. They're not, you know, they might have onesie twosies that they're looking to hire, but it's not as panicky as it was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I feel like, and there's not quite as much development, like crazy development going on. Illuminate USA opened in Pataskala, a year and a half ago. And I mean, they were able to hire 1,700 people, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we, you know, talent comes from all different areas, and like Perry County doesn't really have the manufacturers or the larger businesses to work for. So we see a big pipeline of talent come from there, even Muskingum County. When I talked to Rick Platt on the Port Authority, he said it used to be about 80% Licking County plates. Now it's down to about 70. So some of the other counties, you know, are coming into our area to work.
Mm-hmm. Do you stay in contact with the local chambers of commerce to say, hey, Perry County, you know, we're looking here, or how can we help you?
We actually worked with Ohio Means Jobs. Licking County worked with that their counterpart in Perry County, and we did actually some billboard ads because they knew it wasn't really competition. They just don't really have, you know, that industry there. So we did some industry specific billboards to kind of pull people that might be driving like on Route 13 that, you know, there's good employment and wage numbers and things like that.
Folks who went to the Lost Lands Festival, you probably
they could have, they might need to change their clothing style, but other than that, we'll take them.
It's interesting though, I mean, because you have so many members, you can probably identify, you know, maybe areas that are oversaturated in the area, and then some areas that would be like, hey, you know, if you're thinking about this kind of business, there might be some opportunities here. That is probably one of the key things for a fresh and new business.
Well, and a lot of times it might be the supplier of a manufacturer that's coming in, or they have multiple places that they supply, so it makes sense for them to land here. We're in a great area geographically. So close to I-70, and, you know, we just have all these different interstates that take you right to Port Columbus. We're within a driving range of a lot of major cities. So I think, you know, we're in a great location. And, you know, Columbus has, they don't have a lot of available land and buildings, where we still have that, both in Western and Eastern Licking County.
Boy, it's funny, Joel, you know, Jennifer was talking about infrastructure and, you know, the accessibility. That Mayor Compton said the same thing. Mayor Mark John said the same thing. But it is true. I mean, you've got rail here. You've got all the expressways. You know, we saw what happened with 161. They opened it up three lanes to get you into 270 and that. But that does play. I mean, you hear a lot of that when folks are looking maybe to move here. I mean, you sit on Grow Licking County, too. Are they saying to you, hey, show us these ancillary things because this is what we need?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the quality of life. I mean, you know, crime's low. It's there's a lot of recreation around here. There's just, you know, so many highlights of why you'd want to live here, work here, play here.
Well, and it's friendly. I mean, that's when you talk about the mayors that were in last week. I mean, you all communicate. I mean, everybody kind of, the movers and shakers kind of people, it's not like we're at odds. We're all together. We're trying to move it forward. And there's a lot of people that gravitate toward that kind of community.
We say it's hyper collaborative. And you know, what's funny is a lot of these people have been in those positions for a long time. And I think that helps too, because we all know each other and work together and say, hey, you know, this is going on. Can you help support that? And, you know, I think Grow Licking County helps cement that too, just because there's so many different public-private entities coming together to kind of work together for the better good.
The downtown area, you know, we were joking earlier, you spent a lot of time in the downtown area over the weekend. But man, Jennifer, you're hearing so many people. You got the parking deck down there. I mean, so many people are just amazed when they get down there. Sullivan Building, I think this month, if I'm not mistaken.
Toward the end of October.
Is going to be open. We're going to have Janice LaRosso in here later this month to talk about that. But boy, I just continue to be impressed with downtown. There were 10 years for the Canal Market District.
Yep.
It's amazing.
And it's so beautiful. It's so walkable. I'm so proud. I really have very little to do with it. I do serve on Newark Development Partners Board, and I say that along with the city of Newark have just been instrumental in the redevelopment. And they took advantage of the sewer separation and did all the beautification projects and put in the special improvement district that helped fund some of the landscaping and the beautiful flowers and then the Christmas decorations. And it's just amazing. And then, they redid the courthouse, and it's just, I love the arcade.
I was just about to go there, too. I mean, you're down there. Obviously, your building is right there. Are you seeing folks going down there more and more? I know when I've been in there, most of the time, I don't want to say you're bumping elbows, but there's a decent crowd in there.
Yeah, no, it's busy. And, you know, Fantuzzo's is looking to open the Italian restaurant. Maybe it won't be till the first of the year, but they're doing their build out now in their kitchen. And outside of there, if you haven't been, the patio is getting finished and then that mural is done. It's just so pretty. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so neat to walk around and see.
Well, we met friends down there for Light the Night.
Yeah.
And, you know, it used to be you'd go down and say, okay, we're going to eat here or there. I mean, an army travels on its stomach. And now there are so many great, not just good, but great places to eat that are like, hey, let's have a little something here and then have a little something there and just keep going. I mean, that really attracts a big crowd.
Yeah, there's a lot of restaurants, a lot of establishments you can stop in for a drink or snack or food. And the door makes it nice so you can walk around with that.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Jennifer McDonald, President, CEO, Licking County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.